Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Studio, it's myself, Captain.
And Rich.
I do want to tell you that Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey video channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed to keep it online forever. Visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, we didn't really even get started, so what's on your mind today?
I mentioned that we are now on our third female governor. And let me give you a little history of the genius moves of these girls here over the years. The first one signed a deal with Canada to sell them hundreds of thousands of gallons of water daily out of the Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. Well, the lake level on Lake Huron dropped between 6 and 10 feet and stayed that way for about 15 years. It's just now creeping back. The second one, and one of these two was a Canadian, she wasn't even an American. The second one decided that we should take Canada's trash. Like, we don't have enough of our own freaking trash.
Wow.
And Canada's got a whole lot more backcountry to put landfills in than we do.
Yeah, certainly. Send it up north.
And then this third one here, when this epidemic first hit, Bricky's what sparked this idea back into my head, she banned, you couldn't buy garden seeds at any, Home Depot or anything.
I do remember that.
I remember that.
They were prohibiting people from buying seeds, heirloom seeds specifically.
Yeah. They want you to eat this GMO stuff.
There's also been articles, I don't know if it was Michigan specifically, where, people had gardens in their front yard, right? And they said, no, you have to plant grass. No growing food in the front yard to feed your family.
Right.
That's nuts. But anyway, a byproduct of this was then you're hemmed up inside. You're not getting any vitamin D and vitamin K from the sunshine to help you fight this virus.
Yep.
It's a double-edged sword here, dude. This whole thing is maniacally planned.
Yeah, and like vitamin D deficiency can do all sorts of other things to the human body. If I happen to know somebody that was recently diagnosed with a vitamin D deficiency, and the number of health ailments that this person is suffering from because of this is far greater than I even thought. So, vitamin D is very important. Get your daily. It doesn't even have to be sunshine. People think that it's got to be sunny. No, it just has to be daytime. You just have to get some daylight.
Yeah.
And you can't get it through a window. Windows will block the light. You have to go outside during the daytime for at least 15 minutes or so. Once a day is, generally speaking, enough to make a difference.
And in New England, you may have to supplement.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be trolls. You got to get outside.
Indeed. Anything else, Major?
Nah, nothing sparking right now. Hey, talk to you guys later. Peace out.
Thanks for the call.
The COVID thing is another, the lockdowns and whatnot is another area where it doesn't make sense if you're thinking about it logically. But if you think about it from the perspective of the government's goal is to control and keep you weak,
yeah,
right? Then all of a sudden, everything that they're doing makes sense. They just will never state that as their goal.
Right. And the outcome is horrible.
Yeah.
The outcome that they want is horrible. In my opinion, anyway. And so Will this all lead to society's collapse?
Soon.
And if so, when might that occur? Well, this article from the Daily Star over in the UK...
Trust the science.
...says that scientists used computer... Not a computer. Scientists used computer to predict exactly when society will collapse in 21st century. Are we in the 21st century?
We are. Dodgers!
Dodgers in the 24 and a half century. A subheading, a group of scientists used a computer and their knowledge of trends to make a prediction about when society would begin to collapse. And the answer isn't so far away.
Dun, dun, dun. Collapse in our lifetime.
Let's see if they define societal collapse, right? Because what I think societal collapse is and what other people think societal collapse is could be two very different things.
A return to nature.
Some people think just the end of government is a societal collapse. It's not. Society exists. I went over this yesterday. If you didn't catch yesterday's episode, you can find it at freetalklive.com. Society and government, two completely different things. That's why there's two different words.
Well,
society exists independently.
There are synonyms in the English language.
Yeah, but those are not synonyms. Okay. Government and society are not synonyms.
I understand.
That's my point, is that they're not synonymous.
Okay.
Anyway, during the 1970s, scientists used a computer and observations on changing trends to predict exactly when society would collapse. The scientific observation was carried out by a group of scientists from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, a.k.a. MIT, more than five decades ago. According to their findings, the prediction was made, or that was made, that society would crumble near the midpoint of the 21st century, specifically in the year 2040. So, what is it, 22 now?
22.
So
anyone born today, don't worry about it. You won't make it through high school.
This reminds me of how well brainwashed I was as a child by government and schools and all that kind of thing, because they had everyone believing that the world was going to end any day because the Russians were going to drop the bomb, the nukes.
But they have the world, the end time clock, right? They take it a minute closer every time something weird happens.
Yeah.
Did they ever roll that thing back at all?
It's like kicking the can down the road. It moves subtly, but it's always in the future. It's never like about to happen. It's always like, oh, yeah, it's off in the future.
So that's the scary thing. Maybe not about this particular society, but other societal collapses around the globe. Right, the way it's explained to me, it's not overnight, but it is sudden. Right, like one day everything's fine, and then all of a sudden, boom, chaos.
Well, what do you define as a societal collapse? Because something like the Soviet Union breaking up, not a societal collapse. That's a government collapse.
Understood. So, but when the food supply runs short, right, and there's now looting and pillaging and violence in the streets because people are all of a sudden hungry.
That sounds like a societal collapse.
Right. And I was nervous that we were close to that at the beginning of 2020 when the government shut everything down.
Yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden, like, you think there wasn't going to be supply chain issues? And we're years past that at this point.
Yeah.
And we're still trying to dig our way out of those supply chain issues.
Yeah. So at any rate, these scientists predicted that society would crumble near the midpoint of the 21st century in 2040. The group looked at data patterns from various factors, including the population, the use of natural resources, and energy consumption to make their prediction. The team's academic study has been published by Club of Rome and identified upcoming limits to growth which would cause the collapse. In 2009, a different team of researchers did a similar study which American scientists published. They issued that the model's results were almost exactly on course some 35 years later. That's creepy, right?
Like science was better in the 70s.
Like in the 70s, they predict it'll be 2040. And now in 2009, another team of researchers did a similar study. And they're like, yeah, those guys are pretty much spot on, at least according to what we can see.
Science was smarter in the 70s. actually did the science.
they performed the actual scientific portion of the science.
Instead of just like trying to get the trends to get the match what the government wants them to get.
More Free Talk Live is on the way. We'll talk more about society's collapse.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Three, 283-6160. That's
the number to call.
603-283-6160
to get your voice heard on the air.
It is Free Talk Live. That phone number is the number you need should you wish to join our conversation.
I just told him that.
Tonight. Or really any night, 7 days a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
And let's just go right away to Padraig calling from New Mexico. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
On the back of my Colorado driver's license, and I'm talking to the truck drivers that are listening to you right now, is P2, X, and T. X and T. P2, X, and T.
Okay.
The X is hazmat. I used to haul spent nuclear rods from Whidbey Island, Washington, down to Carlsbad, New Mexico.
Do you have three eyes?
No, I have probably about half an eye left.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. They're only gross weighted at 85,000 pounds. And I used to drive a truck that was 120,000 pounds. It's lead lined. And I'm trying to support the truck drivers that are going up to Canada, and I don't know how to give them the money. I know they have to eat. I know they have to get gas.
Oh,
fuel,
I got you.
Trucks, and I'm looking for some way that I can get them my money. I have $100. It's not much, but I'd like to support them.
They got a GoFundMe? Didn't it get shut down?
It's back up.
Okay.
Or at least it was. Hang on, let me see if I can.
I'm just looking for something.
Yeah. Here we go. Freedom Convoy 22-2022. GoFundMe.com. Freedom Convoy 2022 is what you want to search for. Apparently, they've raised over almost $9 million now.
I'd like to give them $100 so they could eat.
Yep, there you go. Yep. So in your favorite search engine, like Google, for example, type in GoFundMe Freedom Convoy 2022. It should get you there. It looks like it is up and active. This one has not been taken down. I know that there was an original Facebook page for the convoy that was taken down. They had to put up another one. That one has remained. There's a couple other things that they ran into, bumps in the road, trying to get this thing going, that, you know, the tech companies, they lean left, so they don't want to see this kind of thing.
That's the difficult thing when going up against the state, right,
whether here or Canada.
Wait, you guys are both talking. Richie Rich, go ahead.
Awesome. That's the difficult thing when going up against the state, whether here or in Canada, is they can wait you out for the most part.
That's true. Padraig, go ahead. What were you saying?
But it's a start. It's a start.
Yeah. It's symbolic, and I hope it works out.
Well, I actually hope it grows into something more.
Yeah.
Right, than just the mandates. Well, because if the truckers are on board with freedom in general.
We'll see.
Right?
If they are. This part of freedom.
At least in this part, right? And they see that this is an effective way.
Yeah.
To make change to the behemoth that most people refer to as government.
Well. Then I challenge all American truckers to cease operations until the federal government returns to the size that the Constitution demanded.
Or smaller.
That's a start, though. Can we get there?
Yeah.
Would you be happy if the truckers shut down until the federal government was the size of the constitutionally mandated one? Is that a good start?
Yes.
I work back from there?
It would certainly be a step in the right,
yes.
Big step in the right direction.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
The challenge has been laid out.
Just prepare. Tell the people to prepare.
Yeah, well, we've been kind of telling people to prepare here on Free Talk Live for a really long time.
I know. I hear you all the time. Just tell the people to prepare. I am prepared. I'll take care of my neighbors. I'll watch over them. I'll feed them. I'm prepared.
Yeah.
Okay. How long are you prepared for?
As long as it takes.
Well, okay. I hear the sentiment, right? But when it comes to food, if food's not being delivered and you don't have your own grow operation, right? Like, how much food is in the basement that the preppers have? Right? You 6 month supply, 1 year supply? What's sufficient?
I hear Captain Payne talking about seeds. I'm a farmer now. I have a farm.
Okay.
I grow food. So yeah, I have food.
Major pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, major pain. Yeah, I hear major pain talking about the seeds.
Yeah.
There's a specific name that they called it, and I don't know what it is now.
Heirloom. But, heirloom seeds.
No, it's only no. You're probably right, and I'm incorrect. They're taking the seeds and they're messing with the seed, so it only grows to 1 year. It has a 1 year germination period.
Oh,
that's it.
It's GMO
and
seeds. Right.
The seeds from the kids cannot germinate. Like you grow a tomato, and then you take the tomato plant, and then you take the seeds. The seeds cannot germinate, and there's a name for it. And
yeah.
I can't remember the name.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've heard of this before, and it is horrific. Yeah. But at the same time, nature seems to find a way. Now, whether nature finds a way to abscond of humanity is a whole other topic of conversation, because you know, when we talk about things like societal collapse or you know, being prepared to you know, go without food for an extended period of time, grow your own stuff, that kind of thing, you know, I think it's still safe to say that you know, if you have some gardening experience and you have some seeds, you know, so, that's a good part of your plan.
I hate to bring it up multiple times in one episode, but on the podcast, my podcast yesterday, we were basically covering it with KS, Ken Schoolin.
Yeah.
And there was some law passed in like the 40s or something, so like 80 years ago, that prevents farmers from growing food to feed their livestock.
Right.
Without paying some tax or violate some interstate commerce, something or other. Right. So when you say like you want to grow your own food, the state is already regulating that. And if they're willing to stop, you know, pass laws then and there, if you start withholding that from them, right, and not trading, if the truckers really did shut down,
yeah,
how long before they stop local farmers from growing their own food and feeding your neighbors?
Well,
if you think you can do that indefinitely,
it depends on the size of the farmers, right? If they're super small farmers, farmers generally operate within a smaller circle,
sure,
of community. So, you know, if you're a farmer and I'm a farmer, well, I can grow feed to feed your animals, and then your feed can feed mine. So, I mean, there's ways to get around that kind of stuff.
Until the local government agents show up because they're hungry, because the shelves are bare, and they know who they can steal from directly.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is testing the extent of anybody's preparation plan.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I asked, how long are you prepared for?
You guys definitely have your eye on the target.
Hey, thanks for the call, Pendrag. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. What eventuality are you prepared for, if you're prepared at all? Have you thought about what will happen if the truckers do go on strike and the supply chain problems get worse?
I got guns and ammo. That's all I need.
Well, you might need more than that. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Travelers stranded in airports.
Flight was canceled for Cleveland. Can't get any until Sunday evening or Monday morning.
And on the roads.
Whiteout roads are awful. Very, very slippery.
NBC News talking with those affected by a powerful nor'easter that has dumped mounds of snow in the Northeast. More than 1,400 flights canceled and more than 2,400 delayed. Word coming Sunday that North Korea has fired what appears to be the most powerful missile test since President Joe Biden has taken office. Japanese and South Korean military saying the missile was launched on a high trajectory, landing about 500 miles away in the sea. Iraqi authorities say an attacker has been apprehended in a rocket attack targeting Baghdad International Airport. Kuwait suspending flights to Iraq. This is USA Radio News. More musicians coming out in protest of Joe Rogan on Spotify. Wendy King with the latest from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Joni Mitchell said Friday she would remove her music from Spotify in protest after recent controversy between Neil Young and the music streaming giant over podcaster Joe Rogan's COVID-19 misinformation. Mitchell, whose music garners 3.7 million monthly listeners on the platform, released a message saying, "I stand with Neil Young." She's the first major artist to follow Young in leaving Spotify. Spotify announced on Wednesday that it would remove the entire catalog of Neil Young, who has twice been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Niles Lofgren, the guitarist from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, has also pulled his music from Spotify.
SiriusXM bringing back its Neil Young radio format after a limited debut last month. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you would like to join us. I want to get to this story, or at least continue on with this story, about when will society collapse? Apparently, some scientists in the 1970s did some computations, and they said mid-21st century in 2040. That's 2040.
Oh, that science probably been debunked.
You would think so in the 70s, right? So in 2009, a different team of researchers did a very similar study, which American scientists published, and they issued that the model's results were almost exactly on course some 35 years later, with a few appropriate assumptions. The predictions have not been invalidated and appear to be quite on target. In 2020, the Dutch sustainability researcher Gaia Harrington affirmed the bleak predictions made in the study. So in the 70s, in 2009, and again in 2020, Gaia, who works at multinational accounting firm KPMG, told The Guardian, "From a research perspective, I felt a data check of a decades-old model against empirical observations would be an interesting exercise." She investigated the predictions made back in 1972 and compared them to current data trends. It revealed a worst-case scenario of economic growth coming to a halt at the end of this decade and collapsing around 10 years later. Gaia did shine some light on how changing attitudes and habits could reposition the discourse despite the gloomy observation.
Does it have to only be economic growth? Like, I get it that you want to continue to grow, but even if it stagnates, like, we have it pretty good right now.
Yeah, and, I mean, there's things about the Earth that just need simple solutions. Like, we know that there's already enough food produced on planet Earth to feed all of the humans. The reason some humans go without food over other humans is literally governments getting in the way of distribution. We have a distribution problem, right? The goods can't make it to the markets where it's needed. For yeah. whatever reason, generally, it's government interference, red tape, you know,
bureaucracy,
you know, some sort of taxation or
tariffs, imports,
embargoes, yeah. Yada, yada, yada. You know, it's some sort of government interference preventing the food from reaching.
We send the food for the smaller nations and the warlords steal it.
All that kind of thing. Gaia also added, the key finding in my study is that we will have a choice to align with a scenario that does not end in collapse.
Ah, do you take the red pill or the blue pill of societal collapse?
What the heck? Did you just take both pills? What the heck's wrong with you? It's part of that drug cocktail from the human pig heart transplant, right?
The secret ingredient is cocaine.
She continues to say, with innovation in business, along with new developments by governments and civil society, continuing to update the model provides another perspective on the challenges and opportunities we have to create a more sustainable
world. Is this
world.
One of those end-of-the-world fear-mongering things where it's always just around the corner? Right.
I mean, 2040 is pretty specific.
I understand.
The original study.
But when 2040 comes around and society doesn't collapse, and I go like, well, we reran the models, it's 2065. Right? They extend the prediction ad infinitum to always keep people on the edge and in line and in control.
The problem that I have with models, gorgeous women who
I prefer them super.
With scientific models, recently, there were some scientific models that governments used to scare the crap out of the world.
Yeah.
And those models were radically incorrect.
Right. So you have the original model from the 70s that's like, okay, it's going to be 70 years out.
Yeah.
Right? A lot can change between 1970 and 2040 that could alter that trajectory in some form or fashion. Right, but then you have the 35-year-old redo of the model.
Yeah,
and they're like, no, I'm still on track.
It was 2009.
Okay,
and then 2020,
29-year-old. Yeah. So still on track, but between now and 2000, like 18 years, right? There's a lot of technological innovations that is going to happen regardless in that 18 years, and a lot of hopefully move to more freedom, at least in our community. In the next 18 years, where we can throw that course off and, put societal collapse out even further.
It is creepy, and I think I mentioned this in the previous segment, but it is creepy that the study in 1972 predicted, the year 2040 for the collapse, and then the one in 2009 said, yep, right on track.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the creepy part of this article.
Right.
I don't want to say fearful because, society could collapse at any day, or it could just go on.
Right, but what year was the Mayan calendar? Supposed to, the end of the world.
2012.
2012, okay. Yeah. So we passed that, right? And there's still, the religious folks out there with their end of the world scenarios and predictions, and we passed those. And they're still popular because they just go like, well, I spoke to the Lord God, Jesus, Jehovah, and he told me that we've done just fine, and now it's, not going to happen for another 35 years. So I think it's an intriguing article. I don't believe that all of a sudden, 2040 or mid-2040s is going to roll around, and it's just going to be like the end.
Right.
But as I said earlier, if it does happen, right, it will be sudden. Right. There's all economic collapse right now in the United States. Like all signs point to very soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, the math on that has been not a question of if, but a question of when.
Right. And which brings me to my, I'm gonna, you know, upset some libertarians now.
Ooh.
Right? Right? It's because, like, how long have we been listening to Ron Paul predict the end?
Right, yeah.
Right? He's been saying it. Ron Paul's been saying it since the 70s. It's been 50 years. Like, at what point do you go, like, nah, he's wrong. Right? But they can do this as long as they want, maybe. Or, give me a real prediction for an end date on when the dollar will collapse and it'll be thrown into chaos and get your gold and silver and cryptocurrencies down. Because if you're planning on the collapse, like, you could bet on the collapse, right? Like, there are ways to hedge your personal life, your financial life,
yeah,
to go like, nope, I foresee this coming, right? If you're predicting, like, the collapse of the U.S. dollar,
yeah,
in the near future, it would behoove you to take on an abundance of debt, right? Because debt now, paid back with future worthless currency, right, gets paid back quicker. And you know, so there's how you put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't collapse in the next 5 years and you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and the dollar's strong, you're screwed.
Right. I don't know how that would really, you know, piss off libertarians. I think there are many libertarians.
Because I'm calling out Ron Paul for being wrong for 50 years.
Well, okay, that part maybe. I was just going to say there's plenty of libertarians I know that are on board with, like, the whole, like, yeah, if the dollar's going to collapse, you should take on debt because it'll be...
It's a smart strategy, but if you would listen to Ron Paul saying that in the 70s and taking on a whole bunch of debt in the 70s, and it's 50 years and it still hasn't collapsed?
Yeah.
Poor, broke, and upset, man.
I'm on the wagon where, like, I think you should be rid of debt, right? And it has no bearing on whether or not the dollar is going to collapse. I don't think being debt free is a lifestyle choice.
It can be, but using debt to your advantage is also a lifestyle choice.
That is true, and I have done that, which is why I'm not debt free.
Okay,
I'm debt selective, is what I am. I'm working towards debt free.
You can use it to work for you or not.
603-283-6160. Do you believe the dollar will collapse very soon? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances at no cost or obligation. Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Some of us are front, some are back.
Some of us are top, some of us are bottoms.
Some are side.
We didn't even share that information.
Some are side, some are, I guess that's about it, right?
Okay.
Either front, back, top, bottom, or side.
Left side, right side?
Yeah. You could be fair to Midland, I guess. This is
some
free
of
talk.
Us are extra medium.
That's true. Some
oh,
of
is
us
it?
Are
okay.
Extra medium. Some of us are double extra medium. Whoa.
Think about that. Time cube. I'm telling you.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the final segment, sadly, of tonight's show. And in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
If you've missed any part of tonight's program, we're on air live 7 nights a week for 3 hours between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Some of you may be hearing this broadcast outside of those hours. That's fine. But if you want to call and get on the show, you have to call between those hours. So please do so. If you've missed any part of the show, you can find all of the shows in their entirety over at freetalklive.com. We also offer a digest version that's a day in arrears, so a day behind. So this guy, Riley, we don't employ him to do this. He decided to do it of his own accord. He makes a 30-minute version of, it's around 30, sometimes it's closer to 40, sometimes it's 25, depends. He makes sort of the highlights of every show. He does a version of that, and he just asks if you enjoy it to kick him down some cryptocurrency or join his Patreon. So please do that, because he does a great job. If you don't have a full 3 hours to catch up on what's going on with Free Talk Live, the digest version is where it's at. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Peakless Mountaineer calling from New Hampshire.
Dude, just because you were late to your segment yesterday doesn't mean you can take up the end of ours tonight.
Well, fine, I'll leave.
Well, and it begins. Peakless, what's on your mind?
Well, you're down a host. I figured I'd, throw a hand in.
Not as cute.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair.
It's true, and it was a last-minute thing, too. As some of you know, Nikki is involved in, doula and that kind of stuff. She's actually
midwifery.
Yeah, midwifery. And she's doing midwifery things, and it involved bringing another human into this world, and, that took longer than it was supposed to, and so.
Do you even midwifery, bro?
I do not.
Yeah, me neither.
Yes. What about extra midwifery?
Maybe.
Peakless?
I prefer midwifery.
Very well.
Extra midwifery.
Yep.
Well, what were you calling about tonight?
So a few things. First off, I wanted to talk about your pigs. And
wait, which ones? The ones with badges or the fat kids?
Neither. The kind with heart. So it actually kind of makes sense to me why they'd try to put a pig heart in a human. Pigs are actually really similar to humans in a lot of ways. Just ask a cannibal. That's why they call them long pork.
Okay. Oh, geez. You know, I've never met a swine that could play electric guitar, though.
Why is it supposed to use the cocaine? Like, do you have any theories on...
No, that I actually wanted... I figured that one out. So it's kind of like if you're having trouble getting your car started, you want to throw some starter in there, which, like, burns really fast, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So part of the cocktail was like already adrenaline.
Yeah, well, they need a little extra on that. Okay. And, I mean, the reason cocaine kills people is it makes their heart beat too fast and just busts it up.
So you're saying it's like racing fuel.
Yes.
Like octane booster.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We should start micro-dosing cocaine.
Macro-dose?
No, I said micro-dose.
Oh, Jesus.
Just to give it a little... How crazy do you think I am?
Like, dude, I was in heavy metal bands for a long time. I've done my share of that type of thing, but, like, I'm beyond macro-dose.
No, like just a little small little octane booster. Just a bump here and there. That's all you need.
If you are having trouble with your heart not beating enough, that in theory that might work.
Okay.
A microdose. Like one grade. You can do one single grade.
Okay. You can't even cut that up on the mirror with a credit card.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was the fat kids.
Okay.
So it seems to me a really big reason for why childhood obesity and obesity in general is happening is because of the support that the government gives the grain growers. Like, you know, the whole food pyramid thing?
Yeah.
6 to 10 servings of grain every day. That is insane. No one needs that.
No, that's true. And in fact, I've been told, I'm trying to remember the guy's name, Tim Ferriss. He's a author and speaker and nutrition guy and, you know, a knower of things. He, in fact, says that the old pyramid is upside down.
Yeah. It's also because they make them sedentary for 6 hour a day with like only 15 minutes of recess or whatever it happens to be.
Well, and let's
that is a good point.
And let's not forget lockdowns.
Yeah.
In addition to video games.
Like,
everyone have enough trouble already.
I don't care what the judgment on me is, but I'm one of those people that goes like ADD and ADHD, probably not a thing in kids.
Right. Oh,
like,
yeah, no,
they're supposed to be hyper and they're supposed to be active and they're supposed to be like engaging their curiosities, and then you sit them behind a desk for 6 hours, and if they move ever so slightly, they get diagnosed and medicated.
Yeah.
And I go, like, probably just let them be kids, man.
With basically meth.
Right. Just let them be kids, let them run around, let them explore, let them be curious, and maybe all that running around and burning of calories, even if they were eating a high grain, you know, crap government diet, right, probably won't let them get to that stage.
Yeah.
But you feed them junk, and then you don't let them burn it off because you sit them at a desk, not good for their health.
Agreed.
Well, the problem isn't that we're boring them, it's that they're not on enough meth, clearly. Yeah.
Not made for factory work is not a bad thing anymore.
Well, right.
And I've said it again, or I've said it many times, I'll say it again, but the public education system is based on the Prussian factory worker training programs.
Yeah.
It's not designed...
And soldiers.
And soldiers,
factory workers and soldiers.
Not designed to educate people. It's actually designed to give you a crash course in how to, you know, pull the levers and, you know, turn the screws or operate the machinery of whatever factory you happen to be employed by. It was never designed to be an educational system. But because it worked for that, it became popular, it became trendy, and all of a sudden, every government needed to have it, and then they got it, And now here we are.
Every once in a while, I'm reminded of how, like, bright my son is. I go, you guys should probably get him out of school then. Like, school is not the place for bright kids.
No, it's not.
If he's as bright as you say it is, you're doing him a disservice by leaving him in that trap.
Yeah, the only possible way that a bright kid in a public school is doing any good is if they are helping the other kids.
Sure. And maybe he is. I don't get that detailed reports, but yeah. I go, like, if he's as bright as you say, like, not the place for him.
Yeah.
Get him out, let him do his own thing. And that goes for all bright kids. If you're, like, AP classmen or enrichment or any of the, like, oh, I'm the gifted ones, right, you don't belong there. You should be out. Educating yourself, doing your own thing.
What else you got, Peakless?
Well, I just had a sort of comment on the other night. You guys were talking about AIs and stuff from verbal abuse of AI girlfriends and stuff.
Yes, I do remember.
So Richie, do you seriously not see a problem with the whole, like, transhuman turning humans into AI thing? It just doesn't bother you at all.
Be more specific with the question. I'm not bothered by advancements in technology, if that answers your question. Otherwise, you got to be more specific with the question.
Well, so one of the branches of transhumanism is, like, turning human beings into artificial intelligences so they can live forever.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
I would not object to my consciousness being placed in a robot body. Like, if that extends my life beyond my natural time, like, I'm all for it.
Or having your existing body modified in such a way that it never dies and you continue to live forever.
Yeah, totally. I'm there. I would love to get to the point where immortality is a thing, and I would love to be immortal.
Yeah, that creeps me right out.
Okay.
And the way I figure it out,
don't worry, people.
Not going to have the perception that you do. I mean, like, a lot of your thing is living in a human body.
Hey, Peakless, don't worry, and thanks for the call. Don't worry, Peakless, because when it comes to immortality, there can be only one. We are out of time. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you missed any of our show, visit freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.